You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Aileen Aguilar. Aileen is the University Wellness Manager. She's going to talk about her office, plus also some events that are happening for Earth Week, which kicks off on the 21st of April. Aileen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me, Louis.
Now, first of all, as I mentioned, your title is University Wellness Manager. So can you tell us a little bit about your job and what you do there?
Sure. My job is basically to provide tools, resources, support for our students, our faculty, and our staff here at UTEP regarding health and wellness activities, programs, presentations, and support.
One of the things, you know, as you mentioned, health and wellness, there have been complaints academically that today's generation doesn't read, that they don't keep up with the news. And basically, what your office is trying to accomplish, that some of these students, not all of them, but this generation, a lot of them, have gotten away from that.
Definitely. And I believe that's the reason why, you know, I'm here on campus, is to bring that information, that valuable information about health and wellness, why it's important to exercise, why it's important to eat 5 fruits and vegetables a day and things like that, because our society and our culture has gotten away from that. There's problems with obesity and overweight. And so we really want to provide and educate our students and our faculty staff here at UTEP and community and be that role model that says that, you know, let's do this. Let's get back into walking to school or riding our bikes around campus, walking to class, parking a little further, different things, small steps that we want to provide and show them that this is important and your health is important, because without your health, there's not a lot of things that you can do.
If a student walks into the wellness center, let's say later today, what would they see? Would they have to meet with a manager or somebody who works with them on a plan on how to get healthier? How does it work?
Okay, and that's a great question. Right now, my office is real small. It's about an office of 2. The great thing is that we're partnering with a lot of people on campus. So we work very closely with the UTEP Student Health Center. So for example, if a student comes in and is worried about their weight, or maybe they have high blood pressure, they went and checked at the union, you know, we have a free blood pressure machine and they checked and it was high. Well, what we would do is refer them to the UTEP Student Health Center, or if it's a faculty and staff, give them information regarding their health insurance. That way they can get connected to a doctor. We work with hospitals. We work with different people in the community. So again, our purpose right now to provide these services on campus. But right now we really have a lot of resources on campus that we can provide them. And we hope to grow throughout the years and really have a wellness center, like you said. That would be great.
Sometimes, Aileen, wellness doesn't necessarily mean the physical body. We can look at you and you look fine. As you and I discussed about me, I have chronic pain. But people who look at me, they can't see that because you can't see pain. But sometimes students, because they're working, sometimes they're also helping support the family and the studies, they can be under a lot of emotional stress and not show it. And that is part of wellness as well.
Absolutely. And that's actually one of our top priority issues that we see here at UTEP, is stress management. And how do I manage my stress? We have the wellness program in office, and partners on campus have really started looking into that topic. We are now providing a lot of presentations related to stress management and how to manage stress at home, at work. And it all relates to nutrition, to exercise. Those are just some different things that you can do to relieve stress. But again, definitely that's something. Mental health is another issue too that's very important. And that also is part of what we do here on campus and trying to provide resources.
And that's something, I'm glad you mentioned that, because mental health is something that is just now coming to the forefront. And I think it's because celebrities are coming forward and saying that it's okay to have this, because for so long, mental health was looked at as someone who is crazy, somebody who is just, it could be also, we tell our kids, we tell our spouse, we tell our loved ones, it's all in your head. Yes, it is in your head, but there's a lot more going on. So what about the mental issues? How do you deal? I know that we have counselors on campus and we have other programs like that, but sometimes the hardest thing, I guess, is to get that student to walk into your office.
Absolutely. And again, you mentioned the UTEP Counseling Center. We have resources on campus to refer our students, our faculty, and our staff. We have great programs through our health insurance that we can refer over. But one of the important things, too, and what the wellness office here at UTEP is working on and with community partners is breaking that stigma and working on educating people about it's okay to say that you're not feeling well or you think something's wrong. You think there's a mental illness, maybe in your family. And so really being able to talk about it. So we've had some great seminars, conferences, and again, we've had people, for example, the Paso del Norte Health Foundation, who has done great work out in the community and is working to break those stigma. We also even have student organizations, the NAMI student organization on campus that we work with and partner with, and they have also some great activities in relation to mental health and making those and breaking that stigma.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, this coming week is a special week on campus. Well, worldwide, but here on campus, there's some things going on.
Absolutely. Earth Week is coming up. So Earth Week, April 21st through the 25th, we're going to have different activities going on here on campus. And we want to invite everyone in the community, people on campus to participate. The UTEP Wellness Program is really excited to present and to sponsor the Yoga at the Sun Bowl, which is a really great opportunity for people who are interested in yoga or maybe do yoga once or twice or even three times a week to come. It's a free yoga session that will happen Monday, April 21st. So that's kind of our kickoff to Earth Week.
And then you have other things planned throughout the week?
Yes. And then we have, in partnership with the Student Government Organization and UTEP Special Events, we have a clothing drive that the SGA Student Government Organization will kick off on that Monday as well. We're also having stations where students, faculty, and staff can bring their electronic recycling. Say they have an old phone or an old electronic, they can bring it and we will recycle it properly. And we also have a green petition, which is the Green Fund on campus. They're going to go to different classes and talk about their different programs that they have on campus related to the environment and saving the environment, recycling, all that great stuff. The library is going to showcase all week long different displays related to the environment. There'll be different themes. We'll have another event. It's called Paint the Campus Green, which is going to happen all day Monday 21st, where our art students will paint the Sun Bowl trash cans the colors of the official recycling bins. So that's kind of neat and exciting to encourage people to recycle.
You know, it's interesting as far as recycling, because I think it's finally catching on in El Paso, but this was several years ago, maybe at least 10 years, perhaps longer, when I was in Anchorage, Alaska, doing an NPR thing. They have special bins for everything. And of course, Alaska being such a beautiful area, they want to keep it as earth-friendly as possible. But sometimes we forget, or we just tend to, we're so used to throwing something in the trash can that we just reach over and just toss it, not realizing that something is recyclable.
Absolutely. And I think UTEP is doing a great job. If you go around campus, you'll see some recyclable bins where you put glass and things like that. I think, Louis, it's all a part of changing the culture. And another thing we work on here, the UTEP Wellness Program, is we really want to change the culture to a culture of wellness. And that's part of it, recycling, environmental, and just really, so when people see these recyclable bins, then they start thinking about, you know what, this is the way that we're going to start doing things around, even though they're not, you know, you're right, they're not used to it right now, maybe. Maybe some people are not used to it. And it does take a little while, but I think little by little, they see the trash cans, they hear about the information, why we're doing it, and being educated about why, that's really important.
Part of wellness, I would imagine, would be making sure that people stay hydrated and drink a lot of water. But now there's been some concern about the type of water bottle that people use, and also sometimes leaving a bottle of water, plastic in the car all day long, and how that could be harmful to your health.
Definitely. And those are things that we look at too. We've even actually are looking at, and some of the buildings on campus do have these as a refillable drinking station. That way you have your water bottle. It may be a stainless steel or a bottle that you can use over and over again instead of using the plastic bottles, and trying to get away from the plastic bottle containers. Again, they can be recyclable, but there are concerns about leaving them in the water. You're not supposed to be drinking them after they're hot and things like that because of the chemicals. So again, we're trying to get away from using those bottles and using that reusable drinking glass.
Is stainless steel perhaps the best kind of water bottle to get? Because it's almost like non-prescription drugs over the counter. You go and you have a cold and you get overwhelmed because you see all this stuff. So the same thing with water bottles. And some, I would imagine, if it says 99 cents, it's probably not the best one to get.
Yeah, I guess it really depends on you and what you like to use. I know that some people don't like to use the stainless steel because there's kind of a taste maybe. But the ones that are on the market, and you can, when you go and buy the water bottles, there's information about them, and really look at to see what is best. Yes. So again, the things that are in the stores are pretty much safe to drink out of. For me, I prefer actually a plastic reusable bottle. So again, there are different things.
Someone said that there was also something going to be going on at one of the art galleries.
Yes. And that's going to also happen, I believe, on Wednesday, April 23rd, we're going to be having, and actually April 24th, different art exhibits will be presented related to environmental health and an Earth Day. So that will happen Thursday, April 25th.
Tell us again about Yoga at the Sun Bowl, what time that starts, what people need to do, if they want to participate, you know, how should they dress? Because a lot of people, you know, they're just like we talked about stereotypes about mental health. There are a lot of stereotypes about yoga and what it is. And some people will say, well, I've never done it in my life, so there's no way I could do that. Or some people are kind of embarrassed to try it. Or some people might even say it's not exercise, it's meditating, it's thinking, etc. So would you kind of clear us up? And I know the instructor will clear you up on that.
Definitely.
Well,
and all those things you said are great, because I think it's different for everyone. I think some people use yoga for meditating, some for stress reduction. We talked about stress. It's a great way to go and de-stress. Yoga is different for everyone. We really want to encourage our UTEP community to come out and to try it. If you've never tried yoga, come out. It's free. Bring your exercise clothes or something comfortable for that hour, and just come out and learn a little bit more about it. We'll give you a little instruction. If this is your first time, we'll also have some information about the wellness programs that we have on campus. So again, I think it's a great opportunity for you, if you have never been to a class, to learn more about yoga and the benefits of yoga. And for those who love yoga, to come on out, and it's a free class that they can come out and have fun.
And it starts at what time again?
It starts at 12 noon. So it will happen, it'll be from 12 to 1 o'clock. And we'll be out there in the Sun Bowl. We're excited because we're going to be at the Sun Bowl this year. And I think it's going to be a great kickoff to Earth Week.
Now, because we talked about social media a little while ago, I'm sure that if people have additional questions about some of the things that we discussed, what time they happen, they can go to the UTEP webpage and find out more about what's going on Earth Week.
Absolutely. If you or anyone needs more information or would like to get more detailed information about our activities that are happening, they can go to admin.utep.edu/Earth Week, and the dates will be there.
And what is the number to the Wellness Center?
The Wellness Center is 747-6738.
That number again is 747-6738. We have been visiting with Eileen Aguilar talking about Earth Week, which kicks off next week, and there's going to be a special yoga session from noon to 1 at the Sun Bowl on Monday the 21st. If you need additional information, you can contact Eileen at 747-6738. That's 747-6738. Eileen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.